right. Hey, guys. Malia and Pastor Matt here. We are excited to kind of kick off our 61-day reading through the Bible together.
Yeah, I'm excited about getting into this. I think the Bible is so good, right? Like, we just did a podcast talking about all of the reading that we did, and none of it is better than the Bible.
Right.
God's word is alive and active and sharp, and it's transformational, and it changes us. And you don't need our help to understand the Bible, but if we can be helpful, then I'm glad we can. So
absolutely.
We're doing this reading plan.
We're just going to start out each of these short little podcasts kind of just as a general overview for you as we move forward. The day, the scripture that we're going to be in for that day, and then just a short little 8-ish minute recap of what we read and what that means for us. All right. So day one today, starting in Genesis. Let's see, we have Genesis chapters 1 through 3, chapter 12, chapter 15, and chapter 22.
Yeah. Hopefully that reading took, you know, 20, 25 minutes, and then this will add another. I mean, 30, 35 minutes should be the commitment for the day around that. But and this is probably the easiest day for people because Genesis is where we start, right? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to get back into the Bible. We start in Genesis. We lose steam by the end of it, but this is common. And so I love I love Genesis 1 through 3. How can you not? Just the creation story.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've said this at church so many times if people have been here, but God creates from nothing. He creates everything. He does it by the power of his will, just his strength alone, and he does it all on purpose. He just creates the entire universe as we know it. You know, people marvel at how big our solar system is, and then all of the galaxies that exist beyond it, just everything. And you know what? Yeah, because God is that big, and it's a reflection of his glory.
And all three persons of the Trinity are present and active at creation. I think we kind of can miss that sometimes.
This is God the Father orchestrating. The Holy Spirit is hovering and doing the actual work of creation. And then we read that it's the Word, it's Jesus. We read in John 1 that he is the one that's willing it to be so. And so we see all of these things happening through the power of the Trinity. Yeah, for sure. And then what I love about this is that it goes in depth, right? Like, there's a couple of words that you read if you're not careful that you'd miss. But what do we read? We read that he makes them and they reproduce according to their kind, according to their kind. And one of the reasons that as we read Genesis, Orthodox Christianity says, hey, you know what? We don't believe in evolution, at least not species to species evolution, because the Bible is clear. If this is God's creation story, and it is, right, it's so clear. He creates these and they reproduce freely, but all within the kind. That's why we have a lot of different kinds of cats, but we never have cats become dogs. We have different kinds of people, but we never have people become centaurs, right? Like we just, we this is the way that God's designed it and orchestrated it, and he has put human beings at the top of the pyramid here because they alone are made in his image. And I love that it goes into this detail that we are made in the image of God. In the image of God, he makes them male and female. He makes them men and women together, most accurately reflect the image of God. It's not men or women. It's both together. It really just is. The creation story is awesome. And that you see in the creation story that because God creates everything, he gets to set the standard. And so that's why he says, hey, here's what it looks like to follow me. Do not eat this fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Choose me instead, right? Will you obey me? And he can say that. It's not him being flippant. He can say that because he sets the standard, because he creates it all. And of course, we see in chapter 3, they rebel. And it's the way that Eve rebels, I think, is so telling. because it's the way we rebel. Mm-hmm. She sees it and she decides that it's good.
She wants it.
And it's beautiful. And it looks like it will satisfy her every need. And so she has it. She
takes it.
And you know, that's exactly how I sin.
Yeah, I see it. I want it.
I want it. I think it will be good for me. I think it will satisfy me. I think it will meet my need. And so I engage in it. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then the guilt comes crashing in. And that's what happens in my life. It's what happened with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Adam is just as complicit. He's standing right there. He's not leading her well. He's not correcting Satan and all of the lies. Mm-hmm. But we see
God here already before he just reveals so much of himself just in these first three chapters, I think. Before they even repent.
Yeah, he's there.
He's already pursuing them.
Yeah.
And man, that's amazing.
It is. And then you go from there and you see the story of God's redemption, how he starts to work with the people to bring them back to him. And it's a slow process. It's going to take us now all the way to the cross and then all the way to the end in Revelation as we get to the end of this plan. But you know, the next thing we read in chapter 12 is this interaction with Abraham, where he says, okay, Abraham, I'm going to now use you to set in motion this ultimate plan of redemption. So he calls Abraham and he sets him aside. You're going to be my chosen people. So we get the Israelites and the Jews that we'll read about later all come from Abraham. Mm-hmm. This is where God says, you are now going to be a new nation. And he enters into this covenant with him where they kind of, God says, if you follow me, I'm going to bless you and I'll make you into this powerful thing and I'll bless all the people that bless you and I'll curse all the people that curse you. And Abraham, of course, is obedient and follows. And that's the story of Genesis as it plays out. In Genesis 15, we just read again about that covenant. Abraham's getting antsy because he still doesn't have children. He still doesn't know what's happening. But God says, hey, man, I got this. I promised. I'm going to see it through. And it's a reminder of the covenant. And then you skip ahead to 22 and we see it come to fruition with Isaac. Isaac is born in chapter 21. And then in chapter 22, we see this whole thing play out where God says, hey, I want to show you a picture of my grace. And I want to show you a picture of what this redemption is going to look like when it finally comes to pass. And it's going to involve sacrifice. And it's going to involve trust and it's going to involve faith. And God shows Abraham that by asking him to do this horrific thing, sacrifice your son. And Abraham says, okay, I'll do it because I trust you. You gave him to me and I trust that you will see this through and that you will do this and you'll make this okay. And of course God does. But I love the fact that Isaac has to carry the wood for his own sacrifice.
Well,
right?
And I had read too that that Jewish historians believe that he was a teenager at the youngest, that he was likely like 25.
Oh,
30.
Yeah, he knows what's going on here.
Yeah, he's a full grown man, I'm picturing. It's just,
also his faith in his father and his faith in God too to say, okay, because he knows he's asking, like, hey, where's the animal? Well, God will provide. And Abraham truly believed that God would come through. But there's such a picture of what happens on the cross, right? Is carry your wood, carry the sacrifice. Yeah. Let's do this. And you know, he's a big, strong dude at this point, like you're saying. So Abraham's tying him up.
I just am trying to picture this in my mind. I love my dad, but.
Right. So this is Genesis is a good way to start the reading, and it's just a good picture of how God is starting to, he creates perfect.
Provides a substitute.
Sin
already
enters in the world, and he's saying, hey, I have a plan to make it all okay again.
Yeah.
And it starts with Abraham.
Yeah.
So.
And the one thing that I really love that I had just heard not too long ago, and I already knew this, but to kind of hear it, is that had we not had sin, like, this was God's plan all along. Like, he knew it was going to happen.
Absolutely.
But, like, through the sin and the brokenness of this world and everything, like, we would not even understand the vastness and the amazingness that is God's redemption.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. And we're going to see tomorrow how he keeps working through. And so, awesome.